Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
I'm Gemma Bray, the creator of the Organised Mum Method. Welcome to the Organised Mum Show. If you are new here, don't forget to hit that subscribe or follow button so you can keep up to date with all of the latest episodes. And if you do enjoy what you hear today, then please leave me a review. I would be immensely grateful. But without further ado, let's get into today's episode. We're going to talk about Christmas. See what I've done there. We are going to talk about the inevitability that is going to happen in your home if you have kids or if you have visitors, right? The more people that you have in your home, let's start off with a bit of housework maths. The more people that you have in your home, the more people you have that are going to make mess. Also, the more people that you have in your home that aren't at work, aren't at school, and they're just around Christmasing, creating mess and smells, it's going to make more mess. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this is because if you know my history, the whole reason why I do this job is because I do not want you to lose yourself. I'm getting a bit bossy. I do not want you to lose yourself in that perpetual cycle of, I see mess, I tidy. I see mess, I tidy up. No, it's your Christmas too. The whole reason why we do the organized Christmas is so that you can enjoy December and you can enjoy Christmas. So do not let all of that work that you have put to done to waste by spending your Christmas following everyone around tidying up, right? I am going to do something on my social media over Christmas in betwixtmas, because I go back to work the day after Boxing Day. And I am going to do a normal homes festive edition, right? Whenever I do this, it is always so, so popular, because what I want to do is I want to reassure you that the mess that you can see around you, the half done jigsaw puzzles that are taking over the dining room table, the Scalextrics track that's all in the living room, the boxes that are still not really put away, the mountain of recycling that's outside is normal. It's normal. It's Christmas. And I want you to think, this is Christmas. It's a finite thing. It comes with the territory of Christmas. It comes with having guests. You know, you might have prepared your house all lovely for your guests, and then all of a sudden they come in, suitcases, bags. You know, it comes. People aren't sterile things that sit there like this, completely still, not touching anything. You want people to have fun. You want people to be relaxed, which means if you are prone to getting a little bit stressed, if mess stresses you out, if it makes you feel uncomfortable, which it does me, right? So I'm talking to you from a point of view of, I get it. Like, I really get it. So if that's you, I'm talking to you about this now so that you can sort of put some strategies in place so that that doesn't inevitably mean that you actually don't have a break at Christmas because you are just dealing with the Christmas the whole time. Okay. So let's deal with something that really makes my teeth itch. So Christmas Eve, you've gone to bed, your house is ready for the big day. Everything's set up. It looks like something out of a Christmas card, perhaps. All that it needs now is for Father Christmas, his legs to dangle down the chimney just to make the image complete. You go to bed, you've done your bit, you feel quite chilled, you've had a Bailey's, like, I've done a good job this year. I'm really proud of myself. Can't wait to see the kids' faces in the morning, right? Kids' faces in the morning. And then half an hour later, oh my God, the mess. There is literally stuff everywhere. We've got guests coming in 2 hours. I've got to start doing the lunch. Can't really come, right? That feeling. So this is what I do. And I'm sharing it in the hope that it might help you. Or it might give you an idea. Like, oh yeah, that's quite a good idea. I'll try it. I like have developed a playbook. So I know how my brain works. So I, over the years, I've tried to rewire my brain from going, oh my God, messed it. Got to tidy it up. I'm starting to rewire it. And that's why you hear me say the same phrases over again, because those are the phrases that have helped me and have stuck with me. They have been part of my strategy. They have been part of my playbook for years. There's more to life than housework. As long as you and your family are happy, healthy, and well, the rest is just sprinkles on your cupcake. And like I say to myself all the time, like, oh my God, there's mess everywhere. Stop. I'm really thankful that there's mess everywhere because it means my kids are enjoying themselves. And it's like, it might sound a bit cliche, but it really works. Like it really works. So for me, in that particular very niche scenario of the carnage of after the Christmas present opening, I know that is going to bother me. So what strategies can I put in place to make it less impactful on me? Well, simple things like having a box ready to like put all of the wrapping paper in as you're opening the presents, right? That's a really obvious one. But also having some things that I can tell myself that will make it a little less painful. So just as I have my special eating days at Christmas, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Boxing Day, right? We also have our special Christmas days as well. So this might be something that you might want to adopt. So it's like, okay, I know that on Christmas Day and Boxing Day, and for however many days, or you might just want to have it 2 days or whatever, only you know what is going to work for you and your family. There is no prescriptive way of doing this, but it just helps to compartmentalize it in your head so that it doesn't feel like it's always going to look this way, right? My special Christmas days are going to be Christmas Day and Boxing Day. After then, what we do then is we go into like semi-Christmas Day, right? So everything potentially gets moved out of the living room. So the scale electric and all that stuff that's like all the paraphernalia gets moved into either a playroom or bedrooms. You know, it's all still really Christmassy. The house is less overwhelming, but the kids are still able to see all of their toys and it's all really exciting. And when they get up in the morning, they're like, they see the thing on their bedroom floor. That might work for you, right? So thinking about what you can do so that you are not constantly tidying up over the Christmas holidays, because I don't want you doing that. But it might not be mess that's getting you. It might be noise, or it might be people all the time, or it might be that, you know, you're going to stay at someone's house and you just feel a little bit uncomfortable. Maybe you don't know them. So what things can you do that's almost like self-soothing, really, that's going to make you feel more comfortable? So think about it in advance. What will work for you? What things can you put in place? Practice them. Have them so that your brain goes to it, so that you know, oh, I know this scenario. It's almost like a fire drill, right? I've practiced this. This is what I do. When I walk in on Christmas morning and I see just the mess and it just makes me feel like I just need to tidy, 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 I'm going to stop. I'm going to count to 10 silently in my head. And I'm going to say to myself, this is just Christmas. It's finite. I can compartmentalize it and it will not be here forever. I'm going to have a look at Gemma's social media because I seem to remember that she's going to do this normalizing normal homes. that's going to reassure people that this bombardment of perfection that you might be seeing isn't the norm. It isn't. I promise you that it isn't the norm. If you're following influencers and people on Instagram or TikTok, and their homes are amazing and they're beautiful, and that's the reason why they've got such big followers, because they're aspirational and people like looking at it. That is their job. It is their job to have an aesthetically pleasing bit of content, because social media, TikTok, Instagram, less YouTube, but it's aesthetic. It's very visual, right? So the content creators batch create content. Most, not all of them, but most batch create content. So it could be that this image of this perfect scene that you're seeing coming onto your feed Christmas Day or Christmas Day evening or Boxing Day morning was filmed or taken or photographed 2 weeks ago. Okay. Because influencers take time off as well. Just like I batch create content for Rock the Housework, lots of content creators will batch create content. So that might not be their reality when they post it. It might be that they too are surrounded by stuff. They too faintly smell of cheese. Can't remember what day it is. Okay. So over on my social media, I am going to be doing Normalizing Normal Homes, a festive edition. And this is for people. And every time I do it, it goes so, so well, because it helps to create a wave of normality. There's nothing wrong with aspirational. There's nothing wrong with it as long as it doesn't make you feel bad. As long as you can absorb and take that content on board and be like, this is just like looking at a really glossy magazine that I know people have created a set for. Or this is like watching a Christmas movie that I know that in real life, this is not what Christmas is like. If you're able to think about it like that and compartmentalize it in your head, then great. But if you find yourself either consciously or subconsciously like, why does my house not look like that? It's not your fault. It's nothing that you're doing. You're not doing anything wrong. Your house is normal. This is not your job. You are not an influencer. You are not on social media. You might be, which is hi. If it's not your job, then you don't have to have a picture perfect house 24/7. Content creators don't either. They batch create content. So if you're like in a real, oh my God, and you need a virtual paper bag to breathe into just to calm yourself down, check my social media over Betwixtmas, because we're going to be doing Normalizing Normal Homes festive edition. So just now, before it all gets really, really busy, think to yourself, what are the things that are going to make me tense? What are the things that are going to make me think, okay, it's going to be this, or it's going to be that, or it's going to be visiting my auntie because I have to, but every time I go, she always makes me, I always come home feeling really stressed. Okay, well, what I'm going to do then is I'm going to plan in something really great for afterwards that is almost like a little mini treat. Okay, that's what, how I'm going to strategy. That is my strategy. That is my playbook for that. Okay, it's the mess. It's the mess after everyone's eaten. It's when everyone just leaves the table. Okay, we'll talk to people now and say, look, this is my Christmas too. I really don't want to be doing the dishes whilst you all slope off. And I don't want to be I don't want to be scrubbing a roasting tin. Let's have this conversation now. So putting things in place now that are going to help you to be your future friend to deal with the Christmas. Thank you for listening to today's episode of The Organised Mum Show. Don't forget, all of the links for everything that I mentioned will be listed in the show notes below. And if you want to check me out on any of my social channels, then all those links will be down in the description as well. Have an absolutely amazing day, whatever it is you're doing. But remember, there's more to life than housework.
Yes. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.